We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Sunny skies this afternoon. We have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 77. It's 91 in Lawrence, 94 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Lou.
NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre sitting in for Laura Lorson today for All Things Considered. Coming up on All Things Considered, climate change is leading to a spike in heavy metals found in the rivers of the Colorado Rockies. The acid rock drainage is harming ecosystems.
It can dissolve tissue, it can dissolve shells, like the exoskeleton of an insect's body. The low pH will dissolve it, and so the insects can't live.
That's happening in other areas too. That story coming up on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria, featuring made-from-scratch Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, thoughtfully curated wines, and both classic and craft cocktails. Menu and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Here at Kansas Public Radio, we have just one job: to serve you, our listeners, with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds this service that you rely on every day. Because you listen to KPR, consider becoming a member listener at support.kansaspublicradio.org to help fund the programming that matters, programs like All Things Considered. And thanks for your support. Sunny skies this afternoon, light winds from the south, mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the upper 70s. For tomorrow, it's going to be hot with highs in the mid-90s. It's 91 in Lawrence, 94 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Rarely see some of the most important performers.
Clubbies, to me, are the hardworking guys in the organization. They're here before everybody, and they're here after everybody, so it's easy to play baseball compared to what they do.
What do clubbies do? And how does the pitch clock make it harder? Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join Scott Simon and me for Weekend Edition Saturday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Friday afternoon and again with you tomorrow morning. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 3:30.
Just continuous.
Johnson was hit less hard than last year, but the waters continue to rise downstream. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Giles in Johnson, Vermont.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. Kansans have until Tuesday to register to vote in the August 6th primary. Daniel Cottle has this report.
It's the time of year when voters choose which candidates each party will nominate for political office. While the presidential candidates appear to be set, voters still need to choose who will be on the ballot in November in races for U.S. Congress, the Kansas legislature, and more. Voters can register on the Kansas Secretary of State's office website. Early voting starts Wednesday. Unaffiliated voters can select a party when they go to the polls. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and his wife Brittany are expecting their third child. KCTV reports that the couple made the announcement on social media this morning. The Mahomes have two children, Sterling Sky, born in 2021, and Patrick Bronze, born in 2022. New crime data from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation shows violent crimes are down in the state. But as Zane Irwin reports, that doesn't always ease public fears.
Police agencies in Kansas saw fewer murders, rapes, and robberies in 2023 than the previous year. Still, authorities are reporting higher violent crime rates now than a decade ago. Travis Linneman, who's an associate professor of criminology at Kansas State University, says political candidates and groups often twist crime numbers to fit their narrative.
Glean from it what you can by keeping it in context, but then also pay attention to who's talking about this data and the way they're talking about it.
Perceptions of crime could be a factor in this November's elections. In a 2022 Fox News exit poll in Kansas, 83% of people said rising crime influenced their voting decisions. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Topeka Police Department is asking the public's help in identifying a suspect in an aggravated assault. The police say the incident happened on July 4th at a Quick Shop in Topeka. They've released a photo on social media showing the suspect, who is part of an ongoing investigation. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Topeka Police. In sports, the Kansas City Royals are in Boston. They'll play the Red Sox at 6:10 this evening. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Nature Conservancy.
In China's capital, Beijing, we're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Join us Monday morning for Morning Edition from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. And stay up to date over the weekend. It's Weekend Edition Saturday and Weekend Edition Sunday from 7 to 10 o'clock tomorrow and Sunday morning here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on All Things Considered, Johanna Copeland talks about her debut novel, Our Kind of Game, which takes place among the moms of a fancy suburb in Virginia. A conversation with the author coming up on All Things Considered on KPR. Sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows around 77 degrees. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mostly after midnight. Winds from the southeast. We might have gusts up to 20 miles per hour overnight tonight. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning, and then sunny and hot tomorrow with highs in the mid-90s. Should be a windy one with gusts tomorrow as high as 30 miles per hour. It's 89 degrees in Atchison, 91 in Lawrence, 92 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Juana Summers.
...of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. And from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, its Secure Our World program is aimed at encouraging people to use strong passwords and a password manager. CISA.gov/secureourworld. This is NPR.
I'm Peter Sagal. This could be the week that Chuck Schumer goes to the White House to deliver a message to President Biden that he's Chuck Schumer. Remember? Join us for an unforgettable news quiz from NPR.
Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me here on Kansas Public Radio at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, immediately following Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock. This is KPR.
I think I'm the most qualified person.
Station.
Mm-hmm. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and warm this afternoon. Lows tonight in the upper 70s. It's 92 in Lawrence, 95 in Manhattan.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm Mary.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre sitting in for Laura Lorson this afternoon. We've got lots more All Things Considered coming up, including, is the music industry coming for AI? A new lawsuit filed by record labels Universal, Sony, and Warner says their catalogs have been ripped off by two AI music generators. What? There's a twist. That story coming up on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Speaking of music, tonight's Film Music Friday is perfectly monstrous. That's because we'll be hearing music from some classic monster movies. Join us for themes from The Bride of Frankenstein, The Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and lots more. Turn out the lights and tune in for Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 o'clock on all KPR1 stations. If you're joining us this afternoon on KPR2, it'll be Snap Judgment. That's all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies and hot. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 70s. Temperatures in the mid-90s for tomorrow. It's 92 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the nation.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America.
This is NPR News.
Some people use psychedelic drugs to open their minds or just to party. But researchers want to know if those same drugs can help cancer patients overcome feelings of dread.
Psychedelics were the first promise of something that could really shift that feeling of demoralization, hopelessness, and despair.
I'm Scott Detrow. We take a trip to Colorado and hear one patient's story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock. On Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're just about a minute away from the latest news from NPR. Kansas and regional news coming up right after that. The time is 4:30. This is Kansas Public Radio.
But marginal to the main goal, which is to cap rent hikes in federally financed properties. Landlord groups strongly oppose that and say it would reduce low-cost housing overall. Housing has become a top voter issue as a record share of people struggle with unaffordable rent. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. No injuries were reported when a school bus carrying a Kansas high school football team caught fire today. KWCH reports that the bus was carrying players and coaches from the Marion High School on their way home from the Kansas Wesleyan football camp in Salina when it caught fire at a rest stop on Interstate 135 north of McPherson. The superintendent of USD 408, Marion Florence, says all 35 people on board the bus were quickly evacuated and another bus was sent to pick up the team. Families and friends are mourning the death of one of America's greatest astronauts, Kansas-born Joe Engel. We get more from Jay Schaefer.
Joe Engel became the youngest pilot ever to qualify as an astronaut. Born in Dickinson County, Kansas in 1932, he graduated from KU with a degree in aeronautical engineering and then became a test pilot for the Air Force. Engel is the only man to pilot both the X-15 hypersonic rocket plane and the space shuttle. A green highway sign on I-70 reminds motorists that Chapman, Kansas is Engel's hometown. He died Thursday in Houston at the age of 91. I'm Jay Schaefer.
A company in western Kansas is trying to find solutions to the region's water crisis, starting with feedlots. As Kaylin Moore reports, the project is a small step toward water conservation.
Those feedlots are an important part of the ag industry in the area. Western Kansas Irrigation, a company that sells center pivots, demonstrated its water recycling system at a feedlot in Garden City. The system takes water from lagoons and filters it to be used for cattle or crop irrigation. Jace Dale, who has spent the past 2 years building the system, says the amount of water saved might not be much, but it's a start.
The irrigation takes most of the quantity of the water. The feed yard system takes around 5% or less of the water. But we have to start somewhere with this conversation.
The company hopes to work with its existing customers in the ag industry in western Kansas to find creative ways to save water. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Sunny and hot this afternoon. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Subaru, featuring the
goal is letting kids choose how they want to play and explore. Teachers are guides, helping kids connect with their environment and relate to their friends. Studies also show improved mental well-being and confidence in kids who learn outside. Teacher John Worthing says nature provides space, literally space, to fully feel and process emotions.
The feel of the dirt, you can listen to a creek sound, you hear the birds, there's a lot of things that you can clue into to kind of re-regulate yourself.
Parent Reeves McDonald volunteered recently and was struck by how, given the space and freedom, kids will use any setting outside to share and play and learn.
And then as a result, they have a deep sense of independence.
He hopes learning outside can soon be available to a broader group of children. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brendine.
Ooh, get crawdads!
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us weekdays from 5 to 9 o'clock for Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on All Things Considered, it's been a busy week for new music. Coming up on New Music Friday, we'll hear from NPR's music team discussing new albums by Sturgill Simpson, Cassandra Jenkins, and more. New Music Friday coming up on All Things Considered. Meanwhile, later tonight on KPR One, it's Film Music Friday. We've got some old music, some old scary music. We'll feature tunes from The Bride of Frankenstein, Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and much more. It's Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon tonight from 7 to 9 o'clock.
Recently,
on KPR One stations.
Christian McBride talked about-
Whoops, sorry about that. Meanwhile, over on KPR2, it'll be Snap Judgment. That's all later today on Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
This is All Things Considered for
Men. With melatonin for occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep naturally. Learn more at ZeekWill.com. And from BritBox, dedicated to helping people discover British crime series, including new seasons of Silent Witness, Blue Lights, and The Responder, starring Martin Freeman. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. This is NPR.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
Keep listening and growing with NPR and KPR. Join us for Weekend Edition Saturday, tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock. Keep up to date on what's happening over the weekend with Weekend Edition and All Things Considered on the weekends as well. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies and hot this evening. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Lows tonight in the upper 70s. It's 91 in Lawrence.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm
NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Vice President Harris is on the campaign trail at a time when her political future is under intense scrutiny. That story coming up on All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. If you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard a few membership drives over the years, and we know sometimes it can be tough to take that first step to making a donation. You may ask, does it really matter? Yes, it really matters. Your support, combined with all KPR members, make amazing things happen. Join today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. Sunny and hot this evening. Winds from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. We have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, probably after midnight tonight. Lows tonight in the upper 70s. Tomorrow it will be hot again. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Otherwise, sunny skies and highs in the mid-90s. A windy weekend in store with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. It's 90 degrees in Atchison, 95 in Emporia, 93 in Topeka.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at AfterTheHarvestKC.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Fish.
What do clubbies do? How does the pitch clock make it harder? Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Good afternoon. I'm Kay McIntyre. Join Scott Simon and I for Weekend Edition Saturday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Just ahead on KPR, it's the latest news from NPR, followed by Kansas and regional news. That's all coming up. The time is 5:30. This is KPR.
Moscow.
Well, stocks finished higher across the board on Wall Street. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good afternoon. Flags in Emporia and throughout Lyon County are flying at half staff today. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issued an executive order directing the move in honor of longtime Emporia City Commissioner and former Mayor Danny Giefer, who died July 6th of cancer. Funeral services were held this morning. No injuries were reported when a school bus carrying a Kansas high school football team caught fire today. KWCH reports that the bus was carrying players and coaches from Marion High School on their way home from the Kansas Wesleyan football camp in Salina when the bus caught fire at a rest stop on Interstate 135 north of McPherson. The superintendent of USD 408 said all 35 people on board the bus were quickly evacuated and another bus was sent to pick up the team. Kansans have until Tuesday to register to vote in the August 6th primary. Daniel Cottle has this report.
It's the time of year when voters choose which candidates each party will nominate for political office. While the presidential candidates appear to be set, voters still need to choose who will be on the ballot in November in races for U.S. Congress, the Kansas legislature, and more. Voters can register on the Kansas Secretary of State's office website. Early voting starts Wednesday. Unaffiliated voters can select a party when they go to the polls. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
Even companies that sell irrigation systems in western Kansas are worried about water resources in the region. The Western Kansas Irrigation Company recently demonstrated a water recycling system at a feed yard in Garden City. Water's taken from a lagoon, filtered, and processed. Feed yards can use that water for cattle to drink or even to irrigate crops nearby. Jace Dale with Western Kansas Irrigation says the Kansas ag industry is interested in new ways to help the Ogallala Aquifer.
If we can recycle this water when we can, then that just takes the burden off of the Ogallala.
Feed yards only use about 5% of water in the state compared to crop irrigation, mostly to feed cattle, which uses about 85% of water. Dale says the industry has to start the conversation somewhere and start being part of the solution. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
My name is Tony Cabin, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just some of the questions we deal with every day before every story goes on the air. And we do it for you. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, a proud NPR member, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library's summer reading and events this June and July with Adventure Mobile Curiosity Club activities and the Beanstack app to track reading. Details at tscpl.org/summer-reading.
We've got just over an hour left of All Things Considered this afternoon. Coming up, we'll hear from author Johanna Copeland about her new book, Our Kind of Game. The moms of a fancy suburb in Virginia and her debut novel. That's just ahead on All Things Considered on KPR. Mostly clear skies this evening. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight tonight. Warm temperatures overnight with lows in the upper 70s. Winds from the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. It's going to be a hot weekend. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow before 9 a.m. And then temperatures getting up to the mid-90s for tomorrow and Sunday. It's 94 in Emporia, 91 in Lawrence, 92 in Topeka.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Juana
of New York. Working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. And from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, its Secure Our World program is aimed at encouraging people to use strong passwords and a password manager. CISA.gov/secureourworld. This is NPR.
I'm Peter Sagal. This could be the week that Chuck Schumer goes to the White House to deliver a message to President Biden that he's Chuck Schumer. Remember? Join us for an unforgettable news quiz from NPR.
Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We've got one more hour of All Things Considered coming up, and then stay with us at 7 o'clock for Film Music Friday on KPR.
I think I'm the most qualified person.